At Monday evening's Bartlesville Board of Education meeting, Dr. Stephanie Curtis, the school district's executive director of personnel and school support, said funding used for teacher professional development, support for English as a second language programs, advanced placement testing for students, and adult education are impacted by the withholding. The amount withheld for Bartlesville is $515,141. Curtis says the withholding for this school year came as a surprise to her.
I really expected to be going through this next spring because I thought we automatically were going to get this money this year because it's already been approved by Congress. So there's some debate as to whether they legally can withhold it from us. They're valuable sources of revenue for us. Help us do a lot of great things for our teachers and our kids.
Curtis says the Trump administration is alleging some states were using the funding to promote DEI initiatives in schools, something Curtis says is not the case in Bartlesville or in Oklahoma to her knowledge. The funds were approved by Congress and signed into law, but the U.S. Department of Education announced it will not release the funds review. Curtis says the future of important professional development programs for teachers are in peril if the funds continue to be withheld.
Title IIA is the big one that school districts nationwide need for professional development because we really don't get any professional development money anymore from the state. I really have enough carryover. I think I can pay for everything LaDonna has planned at this point. But if they don't give us an allocation or if they don't release the funds for this year, that means next summer professional development. There's just no way we could pay teachers and do everything we do now.
Curtis says she is not hearing anything from the state or federal departments of education on whether or not the funds will be released, even though they've been approved by Congress, leaving the school district with more questions than answers on how these programs can continue in the future. At the Education Service Center, I'm Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.